Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. I was born in the state capital. I'll be buried in the National Cemetery right down there at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. My beloved Texas. A week later, things are looking up. We're going to be great. The name of the show, The Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you in part by XDI.com, XRayDeltaIndia.com. You have to send out statements. There is stuff you have to do at your financial institution and stuff you want to do. You want to do the all-employee barbecue, potluck, let's have a good time, bowling tournament, and that's great. But you have to do statements. Beautiful, efficient statements. XDI.com. And of course, after 3 weeks of talking about the XDI Chili Challenge, I thought, hey, Labor Day, September 1st here, let's start talking about some stuff that really, really – I mean, the Chili Challenge, that's the stuff you want to do. If you guys can send teams out to Del Mar Racetrack next year, I promise you, they're going to learn everything they can learn at a credit union conference anywhere in the country, and they're going to have a great time. They're going to raise some money for charity, and they're going to meet other credit union professionals. However, when they're not out at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Racetrack at the Chili Challenge, most of them will be working in a credit union office, branch, or building. And so today we're talking about New Ground and the experience economy. Gosh, this goes way back, early 80s maybe. My dad comes home and says, hey, we're going out to dinner tonight, which meant like Pizza Hut or Wendy's or something like that. And he goes, I want to show you all something. Pull up to Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union over on Walsham Road. He says, watch this. He takes this little plastic card out of his little plastic, white, this little paper envelope, and goes up to this little robot looking thing, puts in the card, and a few seconds later walks back with like $40 in cash. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. The branch isn't even open, and yet you can get money. That was revolutionary back in the night. Well, here we are, 2017, September 1st, and the branch is still there. The Randolph Brook branch I drive by here in New Braunfels, I have no idea why. It's right there by the Kohl's. It is packed, not just every Friday, but every day. One of the things that I was thinking about with the hurricane is that there is going to be a need to rebuild lots of things, homes and businesses, and yeah, even credit union branches. They're going to need to be rebuilt. I'm curious, if you had to rebuild, would you honestly completely 100% replicate your last design? You would have a new outlook, a new strategy, so you could design and build the perfect branch. At New Ground, they believe that a new building has the potential to be a business's greatest impression on the world. Whether it's late at night or early in the morning, I'm driving up 35 or on the access road, I see that Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union branch, even if it's not open, and I know they're there. It is your most visible relationship with your community, which is why we start with strategy at New Ground when crafting financial, corporate, and healthcare building solutions. Today, they're going to be talking to us about their credit union designs and why it's so important. And they got my attention on LinkedIn because they were talking about the experience economy. And Kevin Dully, who's going to be with us, talked about the concept. But think of it as theater. It's like a theater. And it is. It absolutely is. We've been talking about this on the show for 8 years. If you think about what you do with your credit union brand as a performance rather than work, it will completely revolutionize who you hire and where you choose to perform. There's not a theater or a performing arts center anywhere in the world where the stage is in the basement and the audience can't see it. There is an absolute beauty to designing the perfect space, and it starts with strategy. When we get back from the break, we're going to visit with Kevin Dulley. He's the director and experience innovation strategy team leader, and Brad Rittner. He's the director of retail design over at New Grand. And we're going to do it all right after September, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Absolutely right, chasing those clouds away. His name is Kevin. His name is Brad. Their pictures are on the episode page. Kevin has the glasses. Brad does not. Hey, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason. We're just thrilled to be here with you today.
Good morning,
thank
Jason.
Thank you so much. Hey, thanks, y'all. Yep. I spent over 10 years going out to these credit union conferences as a professional speaker. And I remember this goes way back, maybe to the mid-2000s. I had two different events in two different locations. The first location, the hotel was very traditional, you know, the two beds and the little desk and the lamp. But if you wanted to plug in your laptop and your smartphone or whatever, you had to be like a contortionist, kind of bending down and reaching down and finding a place to plug stuff in. The next night, I stayed in a hotel that was clearly designed for somebody like me with four or five electronic devices. And I just felt like, holy cow, I never want to stay in one of those older hotel rooms. I wanted to hug whoever designed that room. How do you, Kevin, create these places and these spaces where people feel that way, that warmth and that familiarity and that usefulness when they walk into one of your designs?
Jason, well, you know, it's interesting. You kind of have to really have a clear focus of who you're serving, not just today, but tomorrow. And when you look at some of these hotels and you look at how, like you were talking about, it was exactly what you needed it to be because they understood you as a type of customer in the market. And so it really begins having a clear strategy about who you want to serve today and who you want to serve tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to this very day, yeah, I remember that brand. I remember that kind of brand, and that's where I want to say. I wanted to ask Brad. You guys do. I first of all, I want to encourage everyone to check you guys out at newground.com. Check out their portfolio. Beautiful, beautiful designs. Tell us about some of your favorites, some of your favorite projects, and you know why even in 2017 and beyond. The branch is not going anywhere. The branch is here. The branch is back. We can read a million stories about the branches going away because of ATMs, internet banking, and mobile banking, and yet it's still there. Do you have some favorite designs?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to start with the back end of your question first. You touched on it. Experts for years have been calling for the end of branches ever since the first ATM was introduced. They did it again with desktop banking, and when the internet came into the home, they did it again with mobile devices, and now apparently millennials are killing everything. we're having a little bit different conversation at Newground. We firmly believe that the branch is still relevant. It's just it's probably in a process of evolving right now. We're working hand in hand with a lot of our clients through a process we call ideation. And that is kind of our fancy word for a brainstorming workshop. And we work with them in kind of discovering and figuring out what does that next generation branch journey need to be. An example of that, city and county, I would encourage everyone, if they're in the Minneapolis market, they're not only just a great client of ours, but they're just doing some amazing things there. The management team early on recognized that they had better evolved their branch experience. And so we partnered up with them. We Kevin Dulley talked about it a little bit earlier, but we established some goals about serving some new markets, staying relevant to a younger demographic. And again, through this ideation process, we worked with them in kind of determining what that appropriate member journey needed to be. And then, you know, really out of that ideation, you know, there was a few concepts that surfaced that were, I think, very relevant. We talked about the building as a billboard was an idea that bubbled to the top. Lots of glass. A building that could light up, you know, 24/7 and really be a brand beacon. I think we're seeing a lot of new technology being injected into the branch experience where there's an expectation of after-hours access, and now all of a sudden, you know, your branch needs to be functional outside of even hours of, you know, 8 to 5.
Let me ask you about that. You're one of the things we love to do on the show is when Dr. Troy is here, he calls them quote keepers, things that are hashtagable. This is so awesome. Ideation. What was it? Brand banner. I mean, absolutely spot on. Absolutely spot on. If you're walking down the street late at night in Minneapolis and you need some cash and you're familiar with the downtown and there's this brightly lit area, there is a reason to go there, a beacon, like you said, a beacon to go in there, and it's safe. You can get some money. You can be on your way. This is really, 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 really very, very interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if there's an expectation now with mobile banking that, you know, people be able to bank, you know, how they want it, when they want, and so the branch really needs to evolve to serve that purpose.
Right.
So things like nighttime lighting programs. You touched on it. Security is a huge issue. If you're asking someone to enter at 10:30 at night and perhaps even have little ones with them, you know, that becomes absolutely critical that we light that thing up like a pagoda.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I would encourage anybody, like I said, check out their portfolio. I'll be a huge fan of the Minneapolis, St. Paul area for the 8th year in a row. I'll be going up there in November for my annual vacation over at the beautiful Mystic Lake Casino in Burnsville, Lake Pryor, Minnesota. That's great. Kevin, let me come back to you. What are some of the creative ways that you help your clients imagine that ideation, imagine design, and complete a project?
Well, first of all, I have to think, you know, let's just work on the idea of imagine. That's a powerful word for us, because what we're asking, what we try to help our clients do, is actually envision what they want before we ever initiate even the idea of a concept design. I mean, Brad's really good at creating these concepts, but we've got to dig that out of our clients. And so through our ideation program, some of the things we look at is, how do they actually want to serve the market? Instead of like saying, hey, you know, we like that branch across the street, or we want to be just like Starbucks, we want to use Starbucks as design, that may not work for them. So one of the programs is designed to really dig into who are they and what is their purpose. We kind of go back to Simon Sinek's book, start with why. We really want to dig into why are they doing what they're doing and what is the intent of working with their customers, or in this case, their members. So the program, the ideation program that Brad was talking about, is a creative process that challenges our clients to think differently, to think about things that typically are not something that is addressed with an architectural meeting or with a general GC. It really goes into saying, how do we use this space? Because like Brad just talked about, transactions are going digital, and they're going to be continually going more and more digital. So the space is becoming different. It's no longer about a banking branch, but it's becoming a relationship branch. And so that has to reflect the client or the credit union's perception of what they really want to be doing with their membership. And that's what that program does. It's a full day, in-depth, provocative process that allows us to really push the level of creativity with them.
That's
Jason,
awesome.
One of the bubbles to the surface on that in that whole process. You know, a new branch design, floor plan, especially when you start talking about headquarters and multi-story facilities, they're complex. And one of the things that we do is we start zoning out some of these experiences around the floor plan. And through this ideation session, we work with our clients in building a logical member journey as well as staff journey. And we start thinking about that floor plan in terms of zones and what experience can happen within each zone, starting at the exterior lobby all the way through transaction, through consulting, and then through staff needs, and then the exit. And that kind of organization helps not only us, but our clients start framing up a lot of these questions and issues that bubble to the surface in our ideation session.
Well, I just tweeted ideation. I love that word. I love that concept. We're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with Kevin Dulley. He is the director and experience innovation strategy team, and Brad Rittner, director of retail design. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to ask them both if they could get every CEO and decision maker in one room, maybe even in a building that they designed, to tell them about the future of branching in banking, what would they tell them? And we'll do it all right after this. Listening to the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We started that bump with the payphone bump. Trust me when I tell you that the good folks over at Newground are not going to be etching out a spot for the payphone bank at any of their branches anytime soon, because history is. You can change with it, or you can get changed by it. My name is Jason Dias, and we are so glad you could join us. Okay, final big question here. Let me go to you, Kevin, first. If you had every CEO, every person who's thinking about building a new branch, what would you tell them?
Wow, that's a pretty loaded question. So I think the first thing I would want to really address is understand the type of experience you want to provide and stage for your membership. And that's important because the environment is going to work with that. And I think one of the things that Brad always talks about is this whole issue about aligning brand, place, and culture. And I think that would be a great point to address with all the CEOs.
Yeah, so we have a lot of conversations around brand, place, and culture, brand being the communication and everything that surrounds that, the place, physical space, the HQ and the branch, and then the culture, which is the people. And we have kind of a mantra that we go to each and every day, and it's all about the people. And so, you know, you talk about the most important element to be, you know, in a branch. It really just all comes down to the people. You can have a great brand. You can, you know, we can design and build you the greatest branch in the world. But if the people don't understand, if they don't embrace, if they are not onboarded properly to how that branch is supposed to function, any new concept is going to fail. And I think when you start reading some of these stories about failed branches and concepts that didn't work, I think one of the questions that needs to be asked is, well, you know, were the staff properly trained? Were they brought on board? Did they... You know, to what degree did they embrace this new concept? Because we have clients that spend a lot of money on the planning, the shaping, and the design of these new branches. Yeah. And in partnership with that whole process, then we actually have, as a part of Newground, a culture division that comes in and We call it sometimes train the trainer, where we have some really smart people that are high energy and come in and help at least with initially onboarding the staff to this to a new concept.
Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of our clients, and any clients basically in the business, a lot of them forget to focus in on what is their culture of their organization and how do they operate. So one of the things when we talk about brand, place, and culture, we understand that the culture is literally, first of all, drives the communication or the brand. It's
right.
Really an external conversation about what they believe in and how they want to perform. So that brand is going to kind of drive the shape of that facility or the theater. You talked about on the experience economy, you said it's sort of like theater. No, it actually is theater.
It is
all
theater.
Your employees have roles, and
yep.
when they interact with their membership, that theater, the branch, must be in support of the culture and what the brand means or the brand promise is. So they all work together in alignment. A lot of times when we see failure happening, and I don't like to talk about failure, but when failure does happen, it's usually that one of those three elements is out of skew with the whole process. And that's one thing we drive very much with our clients is how do we help you align it? Because when they all come together, that's when really the membership experience begins to happen.
That is the quote keeper I was looking for. It is theater. It's not a metaphor. It's not a simile. It's not an analogy. It is theater. If the audience comes in every single day and wants a great live performance, this is what drew my attention to Newgrounds. That's awesome. You mentioned we all have roles to play, and we were so glad to be joined by Kevin and Brad. But I know there's somebody else there with you. Should we put her on the spot and make her play her role today? Should we say something to Melissa and thank Melissa for helping put all this together?
She just checked out. I'm sorry, Jason. She just went out for ice cream.
We've got her ducked in the corner there, Jason.
All right. I was gonna ask Melissa if people want to find out more about Newground, what can they do? But if she's out getting ice cream, I don't want to put her on the spot.
Start coming back to the store.
Yeah. So I would invite folks to go to newground.com. If anyone would love to have, we just skimmed the surface here.
Yeah.
Kevin, Molly, and I would love to have a deeper conversation with anyone that, any one of your listeners, as well as Kevin Blair, our president and CEO, is pretty smart, pretty dynamic guy, and I know he would love the opportunity to chat with your listeners. So.
Like I said, I want to thank you all so very much. This is, like I said, there's a rhythm to the year, and summer is over. We're all going to enjoy that long 3-day weekend, and it's back to business. A lot of credit unions will be getting into strategic planning sessions this year, and for a lot of them, they will be talking about a new footprint, a new placement, a new beautifully, brightly lit branch that you would be happy to have your loved ones use at 10:30 at night on the beautiful streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Gentlemen, thank you so very, very kindly for joining us today. Ideation, I'm not going to forget that one. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Awesome. Great job, gentlemen. Awesome. Yep. So very, very good. Hey, you know what? I will wrap it up right after this. A hard-headed man who is brutally handsome. Sound like anybody you know. Hey, listen, thank you again, Newground. I am fascinated by architecture. I am a frustrated architect. When I was young, one of my favorite shows to watch after school was The Brady Bunch, and Florence Henderson was married to an architect. And I thought, hey, if you like Florence Henderson, become an architect. Listen, check out Newground. I will add their website to the episode description. Yes, they are totally proud of the finished product, but it started with strategy. Started around designing something that made sense for the audience that comes into those branches and will be coming into those branches years from now, when the only way to see The Brady Bunch is on Netflix or more likely YouTube. Hey, listen, my name is Jason Dyche. You've been listening to The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.
That's all, folks.